Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna! The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna! The Rand McCoy!
Well, hello, you're listening to Anna, the Rand McCoy on Blog Talk Radio. I want to welcome you to the show today. We got off to a late start, but we are here. So we're going to be talking about several different things today. We've been talking about vision, values, and clarity throughout this month, and being able to maximize your opportunities and prepare yourself for the vision and the opportunities that are up ahead. So I'm excited that you're joining us today. And again, our topic for today is developing or maximizing your opportunities as it relates to your vision, gaining clarity, and your values. So we've talked about several different things, and I want to encourage you today is that we're in preparation of Casting Vision. This is also Global Entrepreneurship Week, being celebrated by over 50 countries with thousands and thousands of events occurring throughout this week. And so we are going to be hosting an event this Saturday here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on Unleashing Vision. And you can contact us at 877-751-5700 in order to register for that event. It's from 10 until 2 p.m., and that's on Saturday. And that will be our contribution to helping you become the woman that you are to be as it relates to being an entrepreneur and unleashing that vision. What does it mean to unleash vision? What does it mean to be able to start to create the demand for what you do as it relates to being an entrepreneur or intrapreneur within an organization? What does that mean? I've talked about several different things, and I think that one of the things that I want to talk about today is when we think about unleashing vision, one of the things that's necessary for us to remember is how important it is that we develop our talent, because it is in the development of your talent that you will begin to be able to convert your opportunities or convert those talents to strengths, the raw talent that you have, convert it to a strength that will ultimately be converted into real opportunities where we can equate financial increase in our life. So I want to encourage you today is that your dream and your vision, it does matter, and we want to unleash that vision. It's really important to me as the founder and coach of Woman Act Now, and really pushing and pressing individuals to their purpose and what they've been created to do, is that during this season, we're entering into the holiday season where, of course, we've heard many stories as it relates to the economy. Things are certainly, spending has decreased. We are becoming much more cautious. We've talked about that need-based only policy as it relates to our spending, and certainly that's affecting the entire economy when we all embrace these types of behaviors. But what I think is really important is that over these next 6 weeks, going into 2002, that we begin to really think about what are our raw talents. And when we think about our talents or building our strengths, a talent really is a natural way of thinking or feeling or behaving. And so what we want you to think about, what are those areas in your life that you really believe that you're most gifted at? That you know, without a doubt, that you're a natural talent at it, that it's a natural way for you to think, to behave, or to feel about a certain thing. Or you can ask yourself, what subjects are you most interested in? What are you deeply moved by? Do you have strong convictions about any particular issues? You know, what do you really do well? And what unique resources can you draw on? And what do others say are your strengths? Because if we begin to think about unleashing vision, unleashing our purpose, unleashing opportunity into the workplace, into building our own dreams, what we want to first do is start at where are we really talented at. And we want to look at those talents because, let me tell you, in order to convert your word to wealth, your first line of attack is being able to recognize your true currency in the area of your spiritual currency, your physical currency, your intellectual currency, your relational currency. All of those are various different currencies that we have in our lives, and we have to be able to convert that currency into things of value, into opportunities of values, into ideas of value. And so when we talk about unleashing vision, we want to also think about what are we naturally great at? What can we really do well? Well, I want to share a book with you, Tom Rath. He's the author of a book called Strength Finder 2. And that particular book helps you to begin to follow your strengths, helps you to, first of all, to identify what those strengths are and then begin to follow those strengths. So when you're talking about what vision do you have, what vision are you going to cast for your future for the next 6 months or the next 12 months of your life? And I've talked about on the program in the past about what we call the I factor. And what the I factor is, it's that place of the imagination where you create the conditions for you to unleash your vision, for you to begin to dream. And when you do that, what you do is you create those conditions where fear does not exist. And if we can move beyond that place of fear and begin to think about what we really want to do, and that's what I mean by setting up the conditions to dream, is what you begin to do is you think about what you want to do, what you want to become, and you imagine without constraints, without hindrances. You want to also believe that anything is achievable in the imagination. And one of the things I do encourage us as we begin to unleash vision, when we begin to imagine again, is that we think about what we truly want in our lives. How are we going to get there? We want to imagine the impossible. We want to use optimism, which is king of the imagination, which says anything is possible. We want to live beyond the possibilities. And so when we think about how are we going to do what we want to do as it relates to our vision, you have to be a woman that will enter into that place of the imagination and begin to think about and think through. And what I mean by that is you want to stay there. You want to go back and visit again and again until you can see every step being fulfilled in the imagination, so that when it's time to do these things in the physical sense, that you will already be in a place where you've done this before. So, and it's an amazing process when we think about the possibilities and the opportunities of being able to accomplish what we want. We first must accomplish that in the mind and walk it out in the mind, so that when it's time to walk it out in the flesh, in the material reality, we can do that, and it becomes deja vu. But going back to Tom Rath's book that I want to introduce you to called Strength Finders, because one of the parts of unleashing your vision is being able to understand what your strengths are and what those strengths can do for you as it relates to creating opportunity. And based on Tom Rath's equation, he has an equation that helps us understand and identify our strengths. But based on that equation, an investment of time, money, energy, and effort is essential for converting your talents into strengths. And remember, a raw talent is what you do well. It's a natural way of thinking. It is a natural way of feeling our behavior times an investment. That is time spent practicing, developing your skills, and building your knowledge base. Now, you take talent times investment, and you divide that based on, you multiply those two, and that will equal a strength. So if you have a raw talent of singing, the more time and practice you put into singing, the stronger you will become. Now, if you become really, really strong, like we've seen some of our American Idol winners who had a natural talent, but then mixed that talent with practice, coaching, vocal coaching, all of those things. Now we have some superstars who have been able to convert the strength of singing into a financial opportunity. And that's what we're talking about when you're looking at what are your strengths and being able to maximize those strengths and opportunities and create a real opportunity for you to make real money. So one of the when we think about, I think about Spud Webb. Spud Webb back in the 80s was a gentleman who played in the NBA, and today he's the third shortest man to ever play in the NBA. And what he did, he took a raw talent. His talent was jumping. He took the raw talent of jumping, multiplied that by time spent practicing, choosing a particular area where he chose basketball to strengthen his raw talent of jumping. So once that talent of jumping became a true strength, then he was able to convert that talent into an opportunity. And the opportunity was playing in the NBA, which ultimately gave him a financial opportunity. So I want to encourage you, as you're thinking about unleashing your vision, thinking about planning ahead, thinking about writing your vision for 2009 and the things that you want to execute on, I want to encourage you to identify your strengths. And then you're going to multiply that strength or that talent. You actually identify the talent, which is the raw talent. You multiply it times your time spent practicing, developing your skills, and building your knowledge base as it relates to that talent. That will equal the strength. So when you're trying to cast your vision, what are you really strong at? Where are you effective at? What are you hearing other people say about you when they say, oh, you're really good at that, you're really good at this? So what are you good at? Now, in addition to that, when we think about our strengths, we want to be able to convert those strengths to real talent, or that talent to a strength, and that strength to opportunities. Because when we talk about our personal SWOT analysis, that is your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, we have to identify, when we identify a strength, we also must associate a weakness. If we had a weakness in our life, how would it threaten the strength that will ultimately give us an opportunity? Let's go back to Spud Webb for a minute. Let's say that his strength was jumping, but the weakness was he hated to practice. He hated to do what we call, where you're increasing your vertical jump, like doing the bleachers when you're running up and down the bleachers, and it helps to build the calf muscles. It helps to build up that vertical jump. His weakness is that he doesn't show up for practice. How will that become a threat to the strength? It becomes a threat because he does not increase his vertical jump, or he's not really conditioned to be the very best that he can be. So then it becomes a threat, that one strength that actually ended up getting him in the NBA, but without practice and time spent nurturing that talent, it becomes a threat to his opportunity, meaning that he could show up and try out for the NBA, but he would not be good enough because he did not put enough time and practice into it. So I want you to think about, what are your gifts and your talents? What are those raw talents that you refuse to give the proper attention and knowledge and practice to, that they can truly become strong areas in your life that you can create opportunity and minimize your threat? So we all have weaknesses, but not in the sense that this is a weakness. Yes, we know that we're weak, but I want you to look at your weaknesses as those potential things that ultimately will create a threat to the strength. Because it is the strength in your life that you will be able to convert into a real opportunity. And that's an opportunity of making money, of developing friendships, developing relationships, connecting with the right people in your life. So now let's move forward when we're talking about casting vision for your future. What does that mean? What does that mean for you? What do you want to do in 2009? So I want to encourage you to be a person that will begin to think about those things that you want to do, what you want to become, and how are you going to get there? How are you going to start to see your dreams and visions come to fruition? I think the first thing that I want you to think about is, in order to, many of us have many ideas about how we can do something or how we can accomplish something in the future. And what the first thing I want you to think about is, are you a doer? Are you a person who has the ability to be able to move through the execution gap? And what that means is that are you able to look at all of those different areas, all of those different areas in your life, and be able to execute on what matters most? So the first thing that I want to talk about is when we talk about those 10 steps of successful execution when it comes to casting your vision, is that having an idea is one thing, but being able to push through that execution gap, these are some things that I think you want to think about. The first thing is that in order to get to through the valley of execution, you have to understand that that valley of execution is inevitable. You are going to run into it. You are going to be inside of it. And guess what? I want you to understand the peaks and the valleys. The peaks are your goals and your, the peaks are your successes. Those are the places where you celebrate your successes. The valley consist of your goals. When we think about this valley of execution from an idea to then setting goals and then achieving successes, when we look at the peaks and the valleys. So when we think about the successes in our lives, we have to have certain things in order to be able to accomplish the vision that we cast, that vision that we unleash in the valley. And here are some things that I want you to think about when you're talking about successful execution in the valley to be able to achieve that vision that you want to achieve. First of all, you have to understand that choices are everything in life. And what do we mean by that? Choices and decisions connect the dots. They connect the peaks in your life, being able to make the right decision at the right time. They give you what's necessary to push you through the gap, the momentum that you need in order to make it through that gap, in order to do that thing that you've been called to do. So you want to be careful. You must become a master of making the right choices and taking the right actions by choosing carefully what you're going to execute on. So when you're thinking about the vision that you have for your life, the vision that you have for the next 12 months, the business that you want to start, the relationships that you want to engage, when you start to think about those things, what you want to think about is what choices will you make, what actions will you take, because that makes the difference in everything. That's number one. Number two is it's important that when you're in the valley of execution that you value differences. And what I mean by that, you want to value the differences in methods of execution. You may be working with a team. You may be working within your environment as it relates to a corporation, or you may be the leader of your team if you're an entrepreneur. What you want to do is you want to avoid doing things only one way and not really valuing differences. And really what happens when people think that there's only one way to do things, it becomes an area of blockage. It becomes a bottleneck to your ability to gain the momentum necessary, because it's easy coming down once you make that decision. If you can get the visual of a peak and valley, of being in the valley where you have a mountaintop, then you have the valley, you have another mountaintop. And I said that your ideas are the peaks. And then when you're going through the valley up to the next mountaintop, that next mountaintop represents the successes. But within the valley, you have to become a person that can make choices carefully, that you become a master of your choices, because it gives you that momentum that going down, you've got to come up. So you need momentum once you hit the valley. So you've got to be able to make the right choices. You've got to learn to value differences. So if you work on a team with other people, you have to figure out, how can you work together? Can you get to the result? Can you focus on the result? The next thing is that in the valley, you have to learn how to overcome internal struggle. Positive self-talk. talk will help you to excel in execution. Because guess what? Nobody wants to be in the balance. And when you're trying to achieve and accomplish what you've been called to do, you are going to have to overcome the internal struggles that you cannot do it. You've never been able to do it. No one said you were great. No one said that you were smart. You'll have to overcome those voices and become your own cheerleader in the valley of execution. The fourth one is vision is seeing plainly and clearly where you are going. You must have clarity. You must know exactly where you're going. You have to know whatever you need in order to get yourself out of that valley. I mean, think about this. If you were in the woods and it represented the valley, you need to have clarity whether you're going north, south, east, or west. That's going to give you the exit to that forest so that you can get out of there. And so when you're in this place in the valley of execution, you need to be clear about where you're going. You need to have effective execution plans. How are we going to do that? Who do we need on our team? What steps are we going to take? How are we going to get these tasks completed and begin to be able to take action on getting out of the valley? Number five is verify and follow up. These two principles are the essence of execution. When delegating tasks to other people is paramount. Now, you need to understand, dreams die when crucial tasks are delegated to people who don't have the capacity or the commitment to complete them. And most of us can avoid this tragic end if we follow up early and consistently with those to whom we delegate tasks. So it's important that when you're in the valley, if you are delegating any type of opportunity to anyone else, that you learn how to verify and follow up. Number six is patience and diligence, like faith, move mountains. Now, in the wise words of William Penn, patience and diligence will carry you through the gap of execution. The more obstacles you meet with patient diligence, chipping away them moment by moment with perseverance, the closer you will come to eliminating the obstacle altogether. And that will give you that momentum to move up to the next peak, the next success in your life. Seven is performance is a requirement of execution. You cannot be in the valley and not perform. Being a passive person of inaction is directly antithetical to execution. You must be willing to evaluate your personal performance in order to determine if it aligns with the performance and action required to achieve your desired outcome. You've got to be able to perform over a protracted period of time. This must become a lifestyle choice. You cannot be a person of inaction if you're going to be a person of execution. Number eight is don't assume, ask. Remember I talked about you need to know exactly what you're doing, so you have to clarify. Make sure that you have clear directions before, during, and completing your goals, personally and professionally. Make sure that you remember the questions to apply at the right time. Executing out of that valley is a series of questions: who, what, when, where, and how. How are we going to do this? When are we going to do it? What do we need? What are our resources? So you have to learn how to ask the right questions at the right time and be able to act upon the answers that you receive. Number nine, be honest always. Honesty is the best policy. Avoid trying to cover up your mistakes. Be honest, and it will get you through the gap of execution. I want to welcome guest 1385 to the show. You want to go back and listen to it. This has been really good. We've been talking about unleashing vision, and I've just given you nine steps that you can take to get yourself through the execution, through the valley of execution. The number 10 is be a word keeper. Become a woman of your word. Your word should be the thread that weaves together the fibers of your life. Your word is your bond. Without it, nothing can bond to you, and nor will it want to. Now, you have to understand that your word is your bond. And in order for you to become the woman who can be an executor, you need to be able to have a word that is executable, that when you speak a word, it accomplishes what it was sent to do. So your word really defines what you can execute. It is the pre-commitment to your actions, and it paints a picture for others to see of what you expect to deliver. Mean what you say and say what you mean. And if you live by these 10 principles, they will help you to get through the gap. And remember this, that choices are everything in life. Value differences on how differences in methods of execution. Overcome internal struggles. Use positive self-talk to get you through the valley. Vision is seeing plainly and clearly where you're going. Verify and follow up. Patience and diligence, like faith, will move mountains. Performance is a requirement of execution. Don't assume, ask. Be honest always and be a word keeper. So I want to encourage you as you unleash vision for your future for the next 12 months, the next 6 months, the next 5 years, that is important that as you begin to think about your ideas and dreams, that you want to be a woman of execution, that you want to be a woman that can get through the gap. And we're going to talk more about vision, values, and clarity on our next show. So we want to welcome you and thank you for listening to Woman Act Now Radio with your host, Coach Anna McCoy. And we want to encourage you to visit us at womanactnow.com and become a member and be coached to success. Join us on our 15 Minutes to Destiny calls. That's timing your way to success, spending 15 minutes of your day focusing on your dream, your vision, your opportunities, not someone else's, not your family's, but yours, the dream that's hidden in your heart. You can time your way to success, ladies, by spending 15 minutes a day, and it will get you to your destiny. And again, you've been listening to your coach, Anna the Real McCoy, and we'll talk to you again on next week.